Well, I left Rome, landed in Brussels on a plane ride so bumpy that I almost cried. Clergymen in uniform, young girls pulling muscles. Everyone was there to greet me when I stepped inside. Newspaper men eating candy had to be held down by big police. Well, someday everything's gonna be different.
And with our usual introduction to the Borbor Arts Alliance Artist Chat, we this month are going to the exhibition at the West Gippsland Arts Centre, which is based on the Artists in the Street program that happened last December. So Rodney, Jeff and I cruised around the exhibition speaking to the artists and various others, including starting with the event organiser, Bronwyn Pearson.
I think there's another one visioning for maybe, I don't know, maybe September when it warms up a bit. I think there's room for a few more.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Wow. And I don't know, there's lots of conversations to be had with different artists. Everyone's given a, I don't know, their ideas and their feedback. And
yeah.
I think there's just a matter of now sifting through things and sorting it out.
Working out what works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of Beck and Steve's community involvement.
Yeah.
Like I loved seeing the video. I sat next to this for a fair while and just watched the community engage with them as artists and also engage with the piece.
They were near the post office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next to the toilet block. Unfortunately, but anyway, or maybe fortunately, who knows?
No, it's well worth seeing. I when you see it, you just wonder what's going through the artist's mind to create something like that, and to be collaborative like it is just it's mind-blowing.
Well, they've done it before, I don't know where, but overseas, I think it was in France. They've done it before and it was really, really successful, so they've sort of replicated
really
the same idea.
Really appropriate for this kind of event.
Yeah.
Some of the ones I saw on the day were doing drawings of the scene in front of them.
Yeah, there were a few of that.
And
yep.
that was quite interesting too, to see them develop that kind of... I mean, you're kind of looking across the street at the thing that's happening there.
Yeah, and their interpretation of it. Yeah. Like that beautiful black and white image over there.
Is that Susan?
Of just the pole.
Yeah.
Just honing in on that. The ordinary, which is extraordinary.
Yeah.
My
word.
Yeah.
So well done.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a good... Yeah, it came off better than... I don't know what I envisaged because there was so much organisation behind it.
Yeah.
So I think I was so busy organising that I had a vision of what it could look like, but it came off even better than I envisaged that it would. There were moments when I was engaged with the artist and there were other moments where I just sat right back and just sat and watched... public, because I was quite interested in the public's interaction with the artist. So there were moments when I just sat really quietly and discreetly and just sort of listened and watched. And the public were quite engaged.
That's awesome.
Appreciative. And the artists were very, very generous with their skills and their knowledge and their creativity and the bearing of their soul, which was such a brave act for me to see.
I wasn't playing radio at that. I was going around as just a punter.
Yeah.
And I found that too, that the artists were surprisingly, in a sense, willing to to talk about, yeah, not just what they were doing, but some of them talked about their, how they got to that point, you know,
yeah,
how they developed, became the artists that they, yeah, then were.
Yeah, so there were stories told too, yeah, and shared generously.
Exactly, yeah, yes.
Which was really insightful and really, I don't know, inspirational.
And then I have Jessie McLennan with me, and she's got a piece on the wall here called Cathartic Flames, and I'd love you to tell us about it.
So my painting is mainly, I suppose you could say, primary colours. It's blue and red and yellow.
Yes.
And it is even a bit abstract. Maybe it's like an explosion of red and yellow on a dark blue background. The artists on the street, all the artists were given these canvases and given the option to paint on them. So I chose to paint on this one during the artists on the street. And I've been painting lots of flames as a metaphor for what is going through, I'm experiencing.
Right.
And I've called it Cathartic Flames because flames are one of those things that you can burn things in the fire, and
yeah, yeah,
it doesn't necessarily destroy it, but it transforms it into heat and energy and ash.
Listeners might know you as the, or know of you, or know your work in terms of being the sculptor responsible for the Pat the Dog project at the Station Gallery at Yarragon, and also the fabulous sculpture of the three Kurnai women in the public park in Druin. So
this work here is, I would call it abstract, whereas I normally work in figurative.
Yeah, and how often, or how, you know, proportionately, how much of your work would be in paint and on a flat surface compared to that?
In terms of time-wise, in the last couple of years, it's probably more painting than sculpting, but the sculpting is larger and more permanent.
Yes, and very visible.
And visible, yes, that's right.
How did you find the overall experience of this project, not just your own?
Absolutely loved the project. Loved being an artist on the street. Loved being able to talk to people. And I even said to Paul, I think I'm a performance artist.
A performance painter.
A performance painter, yeah.
This is Wendy, and she paints mainly landscape.
Landscape, seascape, a little bit of portraiture, but not really often portraiture. Mainly landscapes and seascapes, yeah, it's good.
And you've painted as part of the art in the street.
I did, and I really enjoyed the concept. Good concept, yeah. Great show of artists doing it. It's good for the public to see what this local area has on offer as far as art goes.
So you'd have to endorse another one next year?
Oh, definitely.
For the end of this year?
Definitely, definitely. It was a good thing to do. It was well attended, well received and appreciated, I think. Yeah, it was good.
So when you approached it, did you do a different sort of work than you normally would have
No.
done? Or you just kind of...
The only different thing I did was... I did a mountain snow scene, so I only brought three or four different coloured paints, and I didn't have to bring a trolley full of equipment. I just bought four colours and a couple of brushes.
What was the inspiration or the motivation behind doing that particular scene on the day?
I'll come clean. A friend of mine, they go snow skiing and they have a place up at Hotham, and they took this magnificent photo of Mount Feathertop. And I did a 1.5 metre by whatever for them as a commission, and I just loved the restriction of colour, because normally I paint landscapes that have got, you know, multiple colour, and as this only had five colours, I stuck to five colours and I really enjoyed doing it. So
in a sense, the deliberate restriction actually was an interesting thing.
It was for me, yeah, yeah.
Next, we've got Yvette Stubbs.
Okay, this work was birthed on the streets of Warragul in the most amazing Art in the Streets event. It was a windy day and the canvases were flying everywhere, so much talking, not enough time to finish it. I then completed the work during my latest exhibition at Laurie's Red Tree Gallery, hence the title Laurie's Garden. I believe there are at least four of his works included in this piece.
And his garden is a very powerful part of the whole scene out at the Red Tree. It's a beautiful environment.
Amazing. It's a sculpture garden and it's entwined in all this sort of greenery. And Laurie's place is so sort of eclectic and frantic and full of stuff. And I think the painting has captured that.
Yeah, so you're seeking very much to reflect that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
And yet it's got a brightness of colour that is much more you, if I may say. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, look. I do tend to use colour, a lot of colour in my work. If you look at this piece, behind the blue here, there's the metal heart, and there was a beautiful metal heart, a sculpture with that had been cut and torn and stitched. And then there's another piece here which is like a half circle, and there's a metal circle on top, and that's another one of his sculptures. And this is a girl pushing a ball uphill. It's like a circle.
Yeah.
And the others are the flowers that he makes, that Laurie makes. And of course the girl's got all birds in her hair. She's part. So look, it just came together when I was sitting in my exhibition, and I looked at it and I went, and I finished at this, and then I thought, actually, it's finished.
Yes, yes. So just for the sake of listeners, it has a lot of bright colours, oranges, reds, yellows, that are reflective of flowers in bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has a large human face in the sort of top left-hand corner with a set of, you're saying, birds that look like a sort of wreath, is that right?
Yeah, I think so. It's
so like they're kind of green and look leafy, but you're actually conceiving of them as birds, which is really interesting.
Yeah, they're like little canaries, but that's her hair. And so it's more like a sort of Mother Nature. And I think it's almost self-portrait.
Yeah.
And in the middle of all that. And, of course, it was summertime when I painted it, and I've used Laurie's sculptures, and they're actually the shapes of his flowers that he makes.
Yes. And you can see things that look like a wheel or...
Yeah.
Yeah, like the struts of an umbrella or something, sort of things like he uses those found metal objects and repurposes them creatively. Yeah,
it's exactly what it is. And this is also there too. That's part of one of his sculptures. So a lot of things that he's got up there just found themselves in there.
Excellent. And could I just say as a last thing, you've got the female figure you're talking about at the top left. And on the middle, halfway down on the right, there's a single eye, which is kind of a jade colour and very much staring at us as we speak and quite disconcerting. Can you tell us about what that's about?
You know, I can't always. Part of the way I create is by trying to not think too much about it. So I open up that creative part of my brain and just create. And so that eye appeared. There's no reason for it.
Yeah, not consciously.
Not consciously.
Yeah, it gives a balance, doesn't it?
It does. I've been painting for a long time, so I don't have to think too much about it. But if you look at a work and if you can turn it around and always balances, even if it's sideways, backwards, up, then you've actually got a balance.
And with me, I have a really unusual and fantastic opportunity. I have one of the participating artists with me, Beck Van Dyke Hamilton, who's done this magnificent work downstairs. But here we are upstairs because Beck has actually purchased a piece here. This piece is by Hannah Dunn and it's called Gonna Head Home. Beck, could you please describe it to listeners?
Well, I saw the piece. It grabs at you the minute that you arrive at the top of the stairs. This girl, she is already looking at you the minute you come to the top of the stairs. And you first think that maybe she's had a fright, but I'm just looking at it now. I'm not sure that she has had a fright. I still haven't worked it out. Anyway, she is absolutely arresting in her gaze.
You know, so it's a rectangular in yes. portrait on canvas, and she has a large head of, say, auburn-coloured hair, could I say?
Yes, yep.
And she has a very bright pair of blue eyes that are staring quite...
Yes, very wide-eyed.
Very wide-eyed and yes. very, very arresting and, yes. and she pins you with them and, yes. and they're hard to yep. look away from.
She's not actually looking at me. She's looking over and behind me a little.
A bit over your left shoulder.
Something like that, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was, you know, I came a little bit closer once I, you know, she called me in straight away as soon as I got to the top of the stairs. And then I noticed that that the piece was actually completed in the 4 hours on the street. And I thought that is pure magic right there. She's been created out of nothing in 4 hours on the street. It was quite a windy day, or at least it was for us, Wiggs and I, where we were with our canvas on the ground. And I loved also that she used a restricted palette. The four yes. colours that she's used in it.
So there's
I've
a green
myself,
in her, a green yeah. kind of. Jumper or whatever that she's wearing.
Well, yes, but it's
kind of olive green.
Yeah, so she's used yellow ochre, ivory black, vermilion, and titanium white, and I believe they're also she describes them as the Swedish artist Anders Zorn. Early last century, but I am also remembering a UK artist who did the Matchstick Men who used the same palette, which was quite curious for me as well. But with those four colours, you can make magic here. Like, you would not know that there's only four colours being used.
You would not.
For this.
There's
this
a real canvas. Earthiness in this, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's even? Earthy and it's warm and it's... it's absolutely beautiful. But what I love most about it is... The person that it depicts has almost not even arrived in her skin yet.
Yes.
So her face is here, and it's with me, and it's also in those few seconds her person actually arrives into her face as you start looking at her. So, yeah, she has these really reddish cheeks and...
And even, yeah, reddishness yeah. down one side yeah. of her neck so yeah. that the coloration yeah. in her hair is sort of yeah. also in her complexion.
Yeah. It's very, it's a lovely piece.
And finally, in this very brief taster, I spoke to somebody who was there just as an observer. Firstly, did you happen to go on the day that they were out in the street?
Yes.
You did see them?
I did.
Yeah. And so you've come along to kind of see the results?
I have, yeah. I have in part. My partner was doing it as well.
Okay.
But I did walk the street and see all the different art. So I did want to see it completed, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And what was your sense of the day as a kind of observer, a punter, so to speak?
Well, I thought it went better than... Well, it went better than what I would have anticipated. It seemed that people weren't just walking past. People were stopping and engaging with the artists. And people seemed to tour, you know, to the next place, knowing there was another artist on the next corner. So while I was talking to other people in the street and the artists, I noticed people had started doing the rounds. And they didn't even anticipate any art would be there at all. They were just going shopping. So I thought it went really well.
Of course, this is just a brief taste of all of the wonders in the exhibition, so we'd urge you to get along. It's on at the West Gippsland Arts Centre, and you've got a couple of weeks to catch it. It closes on the 3rd of May.
I left Rome, landed in Brussels, on a plane ride so bumpy that I almost cried. Men in uniform, young girls pulling muscles. Everyone was there to greet me when I stepped inside. Newspaper men eating candy,
8% in Morning Guys. We'll see you next week.